Oh, that is so cool. Yeah. Where's your only person's opinion on where you know it's for you? Where's Richard?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't see you, I was sitting so quietly. Come and get your opinion on Richard for your team. Thanks, Amy.
He won't get it on. Literally, come to get your
Richard.
Oh, do you know, I
I've washed this floor 3 times from this orange spoon.
17, 185, 39, 45. I couldn't work out.
Do you want a calculator?
I did it twice in my head.
Oh, where's your cushion? You can't reach the table without your cushion.
I want the ball.
You want some more stuff, Tina? Well, that's no way to get any, is it? Try again. May?
I have the ball
sleep. That's a good boy. You like stuffy, don't you? Do you know when I go to stay with my Gareth? We've got to take Stutties with us for him and Shirley. Because Shirley loves it as well. And Shirley's not a Geordie like you. Geordie Hinny. Oh, there's a knot in your apron.
I want more Stutty, please.
Good boy, just a sec. You certainly may, clever boy. Just wait one minute, because your brother's apron's got a knot in it. You may. Yes, his apron's all right now. You need your sleeves up. And you need it fastening a bit higher. Yes, it's coming. Here you are. Yes, here you are. There now. Clever boy. Oh, what polite children we've got, haven't we? Isn't washed away, is
I know.
It?
But there's tons and tons of wood and trees.
Oh, it's all started the roof and it's going to be a bridge had been washed away.
Dad.
Yeah, but their dad said when he came in that he'd heard that the middle of it had gone. Could you only come out if your parents collected you?
No, parents.
So how did you manage to get out early?
Dawn came into school. She took her in the middle of the night.
Nobody rang me. I don't think I was out. I mean, I would have come up and got you all.
I got a mother soup.
You have, yes. You like that soup, don't you?
I don't know how she came in the school. She just came in. She got this pen and paper and wrote everybody's names down. Took them all
out. I didn't realise I would have thanked her. I've seen her twice since then. Mm. I didn't realise that.
I heard you.
Right, let's find some spoons. One.
They love stuffy.
Two.
Three!
There's a spoon for Brian, one for James, and one for Richard. Are you going to swap hands, Richard? You've got it in... You're going to be right-handed today, are you?
How far did it swap hands?
That's the first time I've seen Richard use his right hand with his spoon.
Who's this coming?
Matthew, here's your daddy. Hello.
Feeding time.
It is.
Feeding table. You can speak to yourself. You're pretending that you're speaking to somebody and just speak. Mm-hmm.
Does it have
some
other
shoe? Can't find your what?
Well,
can't find your shoe. You've probably.
They're eating better than they did at dinner time.
The triplets have eaten it.
What?
The shoe.
That wouldn't surprise me at all, the things I've seen them try to.
I'll let you figure this one out.
It's a waffle. Can I have some more body, please?
Now then. Oh, you're eating very, very nicely.
I want some more apples.
Don't wipe your... Hang on a minute, till I catch this soup that's dribbling down. You want some more stuffy cake?
I got more of the soup.
You have, yes. Is it delicious? Scrumptious. It's dripping on the table, is it? There's your stuffy, Bryony. There you are, James.
Can I have some more?
Yes, you may.
He said he needs a
scoop. There you are, Richard. Thank you, Anne. Good boy. You're welcome. Your cup's got orange juice in it, has it? Have you got everything, Matthew?
Nope.
Do you think I'll be able to put my wellies away now?
I think Bryony likes Smarties because she's always sucking the juice out of beans.
I'm just saying, do you think I can put my wellies away now?
You nearly needed your wellies, I tell you.
Well, we're getting worried.
I'll bet you
will. Bye. Bye, Matthew. Right. Oh, I was going to put the television off, but Rebecca's still in there. Rebecca, is Joanna coming tonight? Or is she going to the library?
I think she'd be going somewhere because it's 20 past 4 now.
Yes. Well, 4 past 11. Why are you eating left-handed this time, Bryony? You don't eat left-handed. And Richard's decided to be right-handed after all this time.
Oh. I'm not spilling it, too. I'm not spilling it.
No, you're not spilling it. You're being very careful.
How
do
we drink it?
Can you drink it?
Can I?
Take your spoon out of it.
He's got it on his face. He's got it on his face.
No, put that there. Who's got it on his face? He's got a moustache. Right. Carefully with two hands then. You need your spoon. Wait a minute now, we'll just wipe that on a bit off the table so it doesn't go on your sleeve. That's it.
There's some on my arm.
There's some on your arm, is there? Wait a minute then. Let me see. Is it off?
It is.
That's good. That's why we push your sleeves up, because we don't want it on your arms, do we?
Everybody
has your hand. There you are then. It's off.
What ham for the pudding? Richard's got it all over his face.
Let's see, Richard. Oh, just a minute. It's dripping down your chin. Let me get it off here so it doesn't go on your collar. Lift your chin up because your collar's got out of your penny somehow or other. Let me wipe it down here. On the edge of the table. That's it. Keep getting it on your fingers. Just eat it up and I'll wash you when you're finished. As long as it's not going near your sleeve, it doesn't matter.
Oh, it's still.
What are you doing? Look, don't mess about. Daddy's coming early for you today.
We've got these in our house.
Those?
Like.
Well, you know where I got them from. You probably got them from the same place. They were free with petrol. And when Paul had his taxi business,
Betty gave us them.
Betty gave you yours. Betty gave me mine. They used so much petrol on the taxi business. She's got about a dozen still, I think. She gave me 5, I think it was. Or I think Jim got 1 and I got 5. And Betty gave me 5, I think.
I think we've got about 4 or 5.
James, Richard, properly please. Do you want some help? Anyone want some help? You're getting nowhere doing that. Come on, I'll help you.
We'll
do it properly then. Look, if you hold the handle, you can tip it up. Like that. Get it. Brownie's going to drink hers. I didn't think it was really much better than any other I'd used. Are you finished, Bryony? Are you going to eat your scotty?
That's the microphone you clip on, yeah.
Right, that's to go home with Trevor. Has Bryony got her with a show back on again, by the way? Does anybody know?
Nope. She's got a barefoot and a shoe on.
Shall I take that off here now while you've eaten all that up? Good girl, give me a spoon. Give me a spoon, clever girl. What a very clever girl.
You're clever.
Pardon? Look at those two. Yes, they're being good boys, aren't they? Well, look at the sun shining again. Hooray. No, it's not dark yet. It's springtime now. It was dark when you went home in the winter.
It's light time.
It's light time, is it? It's daytime. It gets dark later now because it's springtime now. And James has got soup on his sweatshirt. Keep still a minute while I wipe you. It's because James will not sit straight at the table. He sits sideways, don't you? Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do.
Richard does.
That's not what you're supposed to say. Richard will tell you what you're supposed to say. You do it, Richard. Oh, yes, you do.
Now
what
do
you say? What? No, I said that. You look as if you've been washing your face in soup. Can't stop. Sally, be careful. Oh, you've got your sock off as well. Not Sally, Bryony. I'm calling you Sally, aren't I silly? You're not Sally, are you? I'll go and find you. Can anyone see Bryony's sock? Right, let's put your shoe and sock. Put your shoe and sock back on. Very good. Thank you, James. Good boy. Give me a spoon. Thank you. Yeah.
touching their ear. No
tangles. You're finished with it?
Oh no, not quite, Richard.
You're finished.
Look, it's difficult to get the last bit out of soup cups. I'll help you. You do it then. Here you are. Wait a minute, look, you've got some on the table. You don't get your sleeve in that. You don't want that piece. Right, let's sling it on the garage roof for the birds. Here you are, Spuggies. I hit it right from the back door. Do you think I'm brilliant? Wait a minute. Do you want
I think you're brilliant.
You think I'm brilliant, that's good. Do you want something else to eat?
I do.
Well, sit back at the table, please. Don't get off your chair until you've finished. Let's see.
I want one of these.
Say yes, please.
I do.
You don't?
I want this one.
There you are.
I want the green one.
You want the green one? What colour have you got, James?
The green yellow one.
Yes, you've got yellow. There's one for you. Right, let's see.
your Granny Jean had a lovely holiday. She went over the sea in an aeroplane, didn't she? To Jordan.
I'm going on today.
She went to Egypt at the end of last year. South America. Goes on lots of holidays, doesn't she? There now. Are you finished, Jane? My goodness, you've filled your mouth too.
On the holidays.
Good stuff.
Oh my God.
You've still got that look. Do you want some milk, James?
No.
Pardon?
Baby.
Better? Where's your cup gone? Here. Do some milk.
I don't want to chop one.
There you are, dear. Do you want some milk, Richard, now?
I do.
Lovely and sunny now. You need the toilet.
I've got to get washed.
Yes, you need to be washed first. Let's wash your first cookie then we've got the toilet. Richard needs to go. It's James. Sit one down. You don't need to go yet, do you?
So, you have a...
Wait a minute. It isn't loose enough. It won't go yet.
You look after Amy.
Look after Amy. Amy's gone home.
Amy's gone home.
Amy and Big Richard and Matthew have all gone home now. Richard, you're not going upstairs in a mess like that. You stick your hands on everything you come to. Let's get you washed. Are you going to finish eating that first? You sit there and finish eating that now. Wash your hands. You've eaten it all up? You've put too much in your mouth at once. You can hardly close your mouth. Can you?
I've put water in the ceiling.
You've put water in the ceiling?
I'll put water on your ceiling.
We don't want water on the ceiling. We had water in the ceiling.
I'm going to put on my gun.
Gareth turned the bath on. When Gareth lived with us, before he got married, he turned the bath on and walked away and left it.
We've got the bath on.
That was a mess. We couldn't have the lights on. All the water came over the top of the bath.
We had to get the ladder.
To get the ladder.